Are you traveling to foreign countries for work? Do you have clients or colleagues abroad that you'd like to communicate more easily with? Then you should learn to speak a new language and make your business better. Living Language Business courses provide you with the most useful phrases, vocabulary, and cultural tips for business. Try a Living Language Business course for free by using code WSJ2016 at checkout. Visit livinglanguage.com/business to get started.
Getting the best bang for your buck on your used high-tech gadget.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Tech News Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. Tis the season for new gadgets, but did you know your old ones could be worth big bucks? Gazelle offers money for pre-owned consumer electronics. Let's talk with Amy Rice, gadget expert from Gazelle, about how much money consumers can get on average for their gently used electronics, and she'll share tips on what's worth the most. First, Amy, let's start at the beginning. What is Gazelle?
Gazelle is a e-commerce website where consumers are able to trade in old iPhones, old tablets, even old MacBooks for cash. It's a great way to actually get some extra cash from those old and unwanted gadgets.
How does it work?
Very simple. So you just go on to gazelle.com. You select the device that you're wanting to sell, whether it's a tablet, a MacBook, or an iPhone. You select some information because the price depends on, you know, make, model, and condition. And then we will send you a package where you put your device in. If you accept our offer, we will send you the cash immediately.
What products do you accept and sell?
iPhones, older cell phones, so Android phones, BlackBerry phones, Motorola phones, iPads, tablets, even those iPods, and then MacBooks and Macs. And Gazelle also has an option. If you go to buy.gazelle.com, you are able to purchase certified pre-owned electronics.
So you're not just an Apple company. Do you get that question a lot?
We do. You know, we found that a lot of our consumers end up purchasing and selling us iPhones, but we do accept all sorts of unwanted gadgets.
How does recycling play into this mix?
Yeah, so there's actually a lot of people that think, you know, so I get a new iPhone, say you want the iPhone 7, and your current iPhone is broken and it won't work. And so people are tempted to just write off that old gadget because they don't think it's valuable. Well, actually, there's a huge market out there for refurbishing and reselling those devices. And in some case where maybe we can't put it back on the market, what we're able to do is properly recycle that device. So it's not good to be thrown into the landfill or, you know, just thrown into the trash. So we're able to ensure that it's properly recycled to get that most value out of that gadget.
One question which appears to be commonly asked here is what kinds of devices consumers purchase through Gazelle?
Sure. So we've got a lot of devices that consumers can purchase through Gazelle. Again, it's buy.gazelle.com. So we've got iPads, iPhones, Galaxy devices, MacBooks, all sorts of, you know, those hot devices, especially for Black Friday, Cyber Monday, and even the holidays. You know, say you want to get your teenage son an iPhone, but you're not willing to pay, you know, the $600 or $700 for a brand new iPhone 7. You know, buy.gazelle.com is a great option for purchasing, say, an iPhone 5. You know, 16 gigabytes, still in really great condition. You can get it for only $160. It's very affordable, and it's in great condition. It's a great alternative for people wanting to get that new device but not wanting to spend that top dollar.
Not every device, obviously, is perfect. What should a consumer do if there ends up being a problem with a device sold through Gazelle?
Sure. We've got a great customer service team. You can easily contact us. But we do also have a 30-day guarantee. So say you get a device that you purchased through Gazelle and it's not living up to your expectations or it's just not what you want, you're able to send it back to us, no problem. We take care of shipping, no questions asked.
Amy, is there a real big market for pre-owned devices?
There is. There's a very strong market. We find that there's a lot of people who say they're midway through their contract. You know, they have this two-year contract with Verizon, and they broke the phone, and they don't have insurance. You know, it's really hard for them to pay that $600 or $700 for a brand-new device. They just need something to get them through, so they end up purchasing a certified pre-owned device.
Right.
Kids. We definitely find that, you know, first-time phones for kids and teenagers, you know, again, it's really hard knowing that they tend to break phones easier. it's really hard to justify purchasing that brand new phone. So a certified pre-owned device is great for that target audience as well.
If a device is found to be worth more when it arrives at the warehouse, will you give the person more money for the trade?
Absolutely. So because we start online, we ask you to give us information about your phone. You know, we'll present you an initial offer. And when we get the device in our factory to inspect it, if we find out that it's actually in flawless condition and you thought it was in good condition, we will contact you. We will let you know that your offer has been changed and we'd like to give you more money. And at that point, you know, you have the ability to either accept the higher offer or decline it, in which case we'll send the phone back to you, no harm, no foul. But definitely, we communicate quite often with our customers on the value of their device.
Does what you're doing make sense for your bottom line? Doesn't it hurt your bottom line to be purchasing phones at a high price?
I think that we found a really good business model and a good market opportunity for our consumers. And we're really able to work with both sides, consumers looking to purchase devices and consumers looking to trade devices, to ensure that they have a great customer experience, that we offer them fast cash, real fast, and that we really take care in ensuring that these devices are properly reused and recycled.
Amy Rice, gadget expert from Gazelle, thank you very much for being on the podcast.
Thank you.
And that's this edition of Tech News Briefing. Thank you for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.